Today we'll be discussing one of the most dangerous and critical flashpoints in global politics. Hi everybody, my name is Elijah Perez, and this podcast episode is discussing national security in relation to the United States and China over Taiwan. So over the past few years, China has significantly increased its military pressure on Taiwan. We've seen large-scale military exercises, stimulated blockades, and frequent air incursion into Taiwan's airspace. And so at the same time, however, the United States has expanded its military presence in the Indo-Pacific in order to support Taiwan. And so this raises a critical question. How exactly should the United States respond? Because the challenge isn't just about being strong, it's about being smart. The United States has to deter China from using force, but it also has to avoid a conflict that could escalate into something much bigger. So in this podcast episode, I'm going to walk through three policy options available to the US. I'm going to discuss the strengths and the risks and explain why one approach will stand out as the most effective strategy for the US moving forward. And so to understand the stakes here, we first need to understand why Taiwan matters so much. First, geographically, the Taiwan Strait is one of the most important shipping routes in the world. And so we have nearly half of the global container shipments passing through it each day. So that means any conflict in this region or any disruption wouldn't just be regional, but it would be felt around the world through global trade and supply chains almost immediately. And so second, economically. So Taiwan is central to the global semiconductor industry. And so these microchips power everything from smartphones all the way up to advanced military systems and weaponry. And so if Taiwan's production were disrupted, the effects would be rippled across the global economy. But however, from China's perspective, Taiwan isn't just a strategic means, it's political. And so China essentially considers Taiwan a core national interest, and has repeatedly stated that it is willing to use force if necessary in order to achieve unification. And so overall, China wants to reunify Taiwan and essentially wants to annex Taiwan as a Chinese territory for primarily their semiconductor industry. And so recently, China has threatened Taiwan with military force, and these threats are becoming more credible. With military drills simulating blockades and potential invasion scenarios, this suggests that Taiwan is actively preparing for the possibility of a conflict. And so some sources suggest that a conflict could ensue as early as 2027. And so China, is really interested in taking Taiwan and annexing them, or as they say, reunify Taiwan. And so what we're seeing is essentially a great power dilemma. And so the US wants to deter aggression, however, but every move it makes risks escalating the tension even further. And so in this podcast, we're going to evaluate three policy options that the US could consider moving forward. And so the first option for the U.S. to consider is something called strategic clarity. And so this would mean that the U.S. would explicitly commit to defending Taiwan in the event of China invading. And so no ambiguity, just a clear set guarantee. So the advantage here is straightforward. It sends a strong, unmistakable signal to China and reduces the risk of miscalculation and essentially reassures U.S. allies, so such as Japan and the Philippines in the Indo-Pacific, that the U.S. is committed to regional security. But, however, this policy option comes with a serious downside. If the U.S. makes such a commitment to allies, and in this case Taiwan, China could see it as a direct challenge to its sovereignty. So this could actually escalate and accelerate Chinese military action, and potentially even prompting preemptive moves altogether. And so in other words, while strategic clarity essentially would strengthen deterrence, it could also increase the risk of escalation and essentially locks the US into a potential conflict scenario, which is contradictory to what the end goal is. And so the second policy option for the US to consider is maintaining what it currently does already. So that is strategic ambiguity. So this means that the U.S. will support Taiwan through arms sales and diplomacy, but doesn't clearly say whether it would intervene militarily. And so historically, for the U.S., this has worked before in the past because it essentially creates uncertainty. And so China isn't sure how the U.S. would respond, which essentially discourages aggression. But at the same time, however, Taiwan is also discouraged from declaring their own independence. So this is what we can call a dual deterrence. But the problem is, however, that this approach may be losing its effectiveness. As China's military capabilities continue to grow, as we see, ambiguity may no longer be enough. And so instead of creating uncertainty, it might begin to signal hesitation or a lack of resolve altogether. And so if China begins to believe the U.S. won't act, this could actually increase the risk of conflict rather than preventing it. And so the third option for the U.S. to consider, and the one that I ultimately will recommend in this policy podcast, is a denial-based deterrence. And so instead of focusing on threatening retaliation, this strategy will force the U.S. to focus on making an invasion of Taiwan extremely costly and extremely difficult to succeed. And so what does this look like in practice? It means strengthening Taiwan's defenses and especially asymmetric capabilities, so like air defense and maritime systems. And so to put it simply, air defense systems and sea defense systems. So for the coastline and then also for the water surrounding Taiwan. It also means accelerating U.S. arms deliveries altogether and increasing joint military exercises with U.S. allies like the U.S. and Philippines, Japan. And it also means pre-positioning U.S. resources in the Indo-Pacific altogether. And so essentially the idea is simple. If China believes it cannot win quick or easily, it becomes much less likely to attempt an invasion in the first place. And so this approach directly targets China's cost-benefit calculation. And so in this scenario, the cost would outweigh the benefits. And so this also has a key advantage where it reduces the reliance on immediate U.S. intervention if they have the infrastructure built up already militarily. And so Taiwan would become more capable of defending itself, which strengthens deterrence without forcing the U.S. into a direct commitment. And so some sources suggest that we can see Taiwan open to the idea that they need to increase their military capabilities. And so this essentially can accelerate that process. But however, this requires sustained development, investment and development and coordination. And so just like any military buildup, it could theoretically still provoke countermeasures from China. And it also risks intensifying what we call the security dilemma. So this is where defensive actions by one side are interpreted as offensive by the other. And so in this case, defensive actions would be from Taiwan and allies, so such as the US, Philippines, Japan. And for offense, it would be China. And so China would perceive these as defensive actions and would theoretically act just based off of this. And so, but overall, this approach strikes a much better balance between strength and restraint by giving Taiwan the military capability and, indirect support from the U.S. But no matter which option the U.S. chooses, there are, of course, serious risks. And so first, one of the most notable is the risk of escalation. And so a conflict between the U.S. and China, who are, of course, two nuclear armed powers, could expand far beyond the Taiwan Strait and become a broader regional or even global crisis. And we could move even quicker to a third world war, which some could fear, or which everybody could fear. You know, it's on everybody's mind. And so second is economic disruption. So a conflict would severely impact global trade, supply chains, and financial markets. And especially given how economically interconnected the US and China are, this would have rippling effects all around the globe. And we primarily would feel it here in the US. I mean, just from our day-to-day lives, we see so many things that are made in China, and the trade between the US and China is very extensive. And so if there were a conflict to ensue, we can automatically assume that trade would be disrupted, and that would essentially drive prices up here in the US and affect the goods that we have every day here to purchase. And so this would have rippling effects on not only the global economy, but how we live our day-to-day lives here in the US. And so the third risk and trade-off is credibility. And so if the US fails to deter China or respond effectively, it could essentially weaken trust among allies such as the Philippines and Japan in the Indo-Pacific. And so that essentially harms our reliability, right? So if we make a commitment and we don't fall through with the commitment, that can leave our allies questioning, well, is the US going to commit in the event of a global conflict? And so finally, there's a security dilemma. And so efforts to strengthen deterrence could be seen as escalation by China. And so this could further lead to a military buildup on both sides. And so where does this all leave us? And so the most effective strategy is a combination of denial-based deterrence and continued strategic ambiguity from the U.S. And so essentially this approach maximizes deterrence while minimizing the risk of escalation altogether. So it strengthens Taiwan's defenses and raises the cost of aggression and preserves the U.S. flexibility, all simultaneously without forcing China into a corner. And so that's essentially the key point that we want to achieve. The goal isn't to resolve the conflict outright. However, it's to essentially prevent it from escalating and from growing altogether. And so by making aggression too costly and too risky for China, the United States can essentially preserve stability in the Taiwan Strait and maintain the conditions for a peaceful resolution altogether. And so in the world of great power competition, the balance between strength and restraint is what effective strategy will look like. And so with that being said, I'd like to conclude this podcast by saying thank you. And if you found this helpful, feel free to share or reach out with questions. But goodbye for now. Thank you.